were the ones who dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down!
Oh, it's another day, another episode. What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 348. I fucked up. You're muted, Alex. You're trying to say stuff, but you can't say anything.
You're mute.
You're still muted, Alex.
Can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. To explain to Mario, it's like, you know, One Piece time skip, so we can get stronger, so you can see your hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mario's so going to master his Conqueror's hockey.
I haven't yet.
No hockeys. Yeah, so as you can see, of course, it's me, Steve. We got Alex, we got Mario on this episode of the Inner City Geeks podcast. Yes, we just finished recording Suplex City Geeks, but we're just keeping it rolling.
That's right.
Because that's what we do.
That's right. Yeah, nothing yeah. Pros.
Exactly, nothing pros, exactly, man. Exactly. Professionals. So what's going on, guys? What's going on? How's it going?
I think we should start with Mario because, you know, since he's honorary, you know.
Yes. Mario has it's now on the other side. He's usually in the chats, but now he's literally in the fucking show with us today.
In the show. On the
what? Show. Handsome face? You know.
Yeah. He's the Rizzler now. He's the Rizzler now.
With the ladies, he's the Jizzler.
I'm too not for podcasting. We can't say Ron because, you know. No, we can't say Ron the last name because, you know, that one or whatever has been canceled for quite some time.
Yeah. It's all good.
It's all good, brother, man.
So what's good, Mario? How's it going, bro? How's it going?
Doing good, man. Doing well, you know. First time in a minute here with you guys.
Yeah, it's been quite some time. Yes, sir.
I feel good. I feel awesome. You know, it's like the first time.
It's the first time in forever.
Ooh.
And the Grammy goes to
Inner City Geeks podcast, period.
I want to thank. Thank you.
Welcome. Great job. Great performance.
Yes.
Latinos, man, so dramatic.
Of course. We gotta be. It's only right.
That's crazy, man. Oh yeah, I just finished recording. I'm about to finish editing. All the best of 2024.
Yes. The best of 2024.
You're gonna see that soon. Geeks.net, baby.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, baby.
You got a lot of shit going on over there, dude.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's a lot of good stuff coming for you guys.
Yeah, man. Exciting stuff.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
That's 2024.
Nice.
Yeah, bud.
So are you talking about comics or are you talking about movies? Or are you going to talk about what are you?
We're doing comics.
Okay. And the manga stuff. Anime. Okay.
The shows. Because, man, this year was a bit of an up and down.
Okay.
But there's one storyline that started last month. And you know what? I had to remove one and put that one in.
Okay.
That was I'm like, wow, okay. But it was good. I was thinking of doing movies, but I wanted to talk to you first because God knows you watch as much as I do. So, yeah. Because God knows we watch a lot, dude.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do.
We watch a lot. And like I told you, I watch Santa's Thing, and that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Awesome movie. Yeah. Awesome.
It looks fun.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, Alex?
Let's
when
see.
Are we gonna see the web comic again, son? The fans are waiting.
Pretty soon, actually, pretty soon.
Nah, boy, that's what I want to hear.
All right, so what I've been up to, like from the last time that we conversed, like I can't join the podcast. The last time you guys recorded was that, of course, I was playing the role of a great uncle that had to babysit my great niece, and that was fun. I watched like two new movies. Well, you know, then not new per se, but I haven't watched them.
Okay, they're new to you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I saw Inside Out 2.
Okay. Which I still haven't seen either.
That one's actually pretty good. Like, you know, it. Excuse me. I just had a drink and just. Oof. But
it's
yeah,
okay.
So
it's okay.
What I like is, do you remember how it was between like Monsters Inc. and Monsters University? Like the since there was a certain amount of time that went in between and it all coincided like perfectly.
Right.
So this one was just kind of like similar, how Riley was like a little child versus how Riley is now a teenager. So because of which, the way that it played out of like, you know, that whole thing of when when one becomes a teenager, that there's like, you know, because of like changes and everything, like, you know, trying to like fit in and all that stuff. So that played out very well. And the whole thing with the new emotions, I was just like, you know what? Fucking Pixar did it again, man. Like, you know. Like I said, it plays out very well. I don't want to really get into it because I don't want to ruin it, but it is a really good watch. It has its moments. The only thing I just feel kind of weird is that two of the voices from the original, you know, didn't come back to reprise their roles. But the people that they found to replace them did well.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then the second one that I saw was Despicable Me 4. That one was actually pretty good.
Okay. I still haven't seen that one either.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one either.
And then when it comes to, like, you know, movies, was I finally got to finish watching Ricky Snakey, which is really good.
That's funny.
And then after that, what made me laugh, that it just transitioned into Jackpot. So I got to see Jackpot.
That's fair. Jackpot is fun.
Dude, that one was fun, like you said. But I didn't know I was going to like it that much.
Okay.
Right, especially for the, like, you know, like the whole thing of the introduction of Cena's character, that they play one of the best songs ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The fucking the theme song from the original Ninja Turtles action movie.
Yep.
And it's somehow it makes it hilarious that they bring, you know, that at the, like, you know, like near the end and at the end, that it all comes back to that, and I love it.
It needs to. It needed to, because it lends itself to actually doing all that.
Yeah. So, and then The other thing that I got to see was Dear Santa with Jack Black.
Okay, how was that?
I liked it a lot more than I expected.
Okay.
And it's funny because if I'm correct, what is it that – was it Ricky Snicky that was written – well, like, was it Fairly Brothers, I think it was?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I if I'm correct, it's either that or Jackpot. One of the two is, you know, Fairly Brothers and – this is one of the Fairly Brothers did Dear Santa. So this one did have the humor. I mean, it's not like it's not as funny as like A Something About Mary or something like that.
Okay.
But it does have its moments. And honestly, this movie made me get the feels twice.
Really?
Because it, like, you know, like there's a backstory, which I don't want to spoil it. But because of the backstory, you kind of understand why the kid's the way he is.
Okay.
And then the ending is the thing that brings you the second feels. But I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, Peter Farrelly wrote the Ricky Snicky.
Yeah, so and then what was it? Dear Santa was one of I think was one of the other ones, or it was the same dude?
Let's find out right now. Yep. Bobby Farrelly.
Okay, so
it's the other brother.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, you got this one? I got that one.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but I will say that, like, you know, like Jack Black playing like, you know, like the semi-antagonist role always works best.
Of course.
So, you know, it was just his character in this one was just like a little over the top, but in a good way.
Yeah, true.
Fair. So, yeah. And then when it comes to like gaming, I got the DLC for MK1, the Chaos Reigns.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, got four new characters, which is
Cyrax Sector, New Saibot, and then Ghostface.
Nice.
So I played out the story mode for the Chaos Reigns, and that one was like it was a good continuation. But it just like, you know, since this is, if you play Mortal Kombat 1, it's a totally new timeline because it's from the story from, what is it, MK11?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, Liu Kang changes everything. So that's the reason why this is like a second reboot of the series?
Yeah.
So, but it's fun, dude. Like, you know, fucking love it. I just can't wait for the last two characters are going to be the T-1000 and Conan the Barbarian.
Nice.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
So that's what I'm waiting for.
So it's like a double dosage of Arnold.
Well, remember, yeah. Arnold was in, what was it? Was in 11.
It'll be the other Terminator. It's a T-1000. It's a T-1000.
Yeah. Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick.
One more thing, the T-800. That's Arnold.
That's fair.
That's right there.
No, the T-1000 is awesome.
Yeah, it's Robert Patrick.
Especially
the way he was
running and shit. That was fun.
The one that he looks like he's doing like a fast version of the safety dance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We could dance. There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mario showing off that he has the moves. So if you watch it, the YouTube video, you can see, you know, why he is the masculine macho man himself.
Yeah.
Just come out with the classic Valvey. Hello, ladies. So, Steve, what you been up to, dude?
Oh, a whole lot of stuff. Been watching a lot of stuff, obviously. But also, like, I've just been relaxing. This past week was Thanksgiving. Also, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. That is already passed. But it's okay. It's okay. We appreciate. Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. But Had the kids this past week.
And the reason why Brian right now is not here with us is that he has the kids. You know, he has his girls.
He has
and
his girls.
And also today he had to work. So around like right now the time of recording, he's still working.
Yeah. Oh wow, really?
Yeah.
No. I think he had off. I think he's just with his kids this weekend.
I texted him earlier, so he was working. You know, he was at work. Okay. But maybe they'll let him out early.
Whatever.
No, because I like, you know, I kind of mentioned to see, like, you know, it would have been great. So it could have been like, you know, the four brothers.
The Fatal Four Way.
This podcast is scheduled for one recording.
Technically two.
the other thing or whatever doesn't count. That was like, you know, that was the precursor.
Yeah, it's true. It's a pre-show. It's a pre-show.
Yeah.
It's a dark match. It's a dark match.
Yeah. That's right.
That's funny because I also watched Tropic Thunder again too.
Oh yes.
Dude, that's a great forget one. How good that movie is.
It's fantastic.
You know what I watched so again? Like yesterday, because I saw it on cable, that I have to watch it from the beginning. Second Mirror Make a Porno.
Oh, that's a great one, dude.
That's a good one, dude. The
movie is so, I forgot how funny it was, bro. I'm like,
it's very underrated.
Yes, it is. It's so hilarious, bro. I'm like, you see Superman in a homosexual character there.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this movie is so funny.
People don't know that. That's kind of like the making of Clerks right there.
That's right. Yeah. That movie was so funny. From beginning to end, I'm like, the whole concept.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny. Yet, but you actually had two or three porn stars in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, and yet they could act, though. They were funny as hell, too.
Yeah, they were good. But it's also about the writing. The writing is good. Yes. But when the writing is good, it lends itself to actually having people actually do a good job at it.
That's right. And that movie was so funny. I was like, I couldn't stop laughing.
Thank you for reminding me. Another movie that I saw, I don't know if I mentioned it, I watched the 4:30 movie.
Oh, how was that?
Oh yeah,
how that was one that that it's a good coming of age story. I really like the movie.
Okay.
Right, like you know, I don't want to get into detail of it because you know if I like you know you get the main premise from the, you know, from the trailer and stuff. Okay. But a little more stuff does happen, but I don't want to like you know spoil it. But
fair.
I really liked it. Like you know, and I will say this, like you know, there is like a. I don't want to say like after the movie, like the movie ends or whatever, there is something that happens like, you know, post credits, but like, you know, not end credit scene, but post credits.
Okay.
So that one was like, you know, like you're wondering what the hell's going on. Right. Cause you think it's one thing, but it's actually for another thing. And it makes sense in the world, you know, in Kevin Smith's world. So.
Okay.
I guess like once we give it some time or whatever, I'll tell you guys what I mean by that. You know,
after yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Well, that's my fair. Rule is if someone hasn't watched it within a week, then you are going to get spoiled.
See, for movies, sometimes I give it a little bit more time because if it's still in theaters, I give it until it goes on streaming. Once it's on streaming, that's when okay, that's it's fair rain at that point.
You know what? You are too kind. You are too kind, sir.
I am. You are
Mario technically saying after the weekend, it's spoiler.
That's on you. Simple as that.
Yeah, no, you're okay. Fair enough.
We get one of those graphics that just says spoilers. You see flashing?
Yeah, and I do. Uh-huh. And I totally do. So I'm like, spoilers. Simple as that. That's on you.
That's fair. Oh, yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
So what have you watched, Steve?
So the big standouts for the last couple of weeks. Idle Hands. I rewatched Idle Hands after we spoke about their doing the Idle Hands remake.
Nice. Oh,
what was that? I rewatched it. Such a good fucking movie.
Yes.
Devin Sawa was so fucking good in it. Jessica Alba was awesome in it as well. Seth Green. And fucking Foggy Nelson, yeah, awesome in it as well.
I love it's how you great fucking movie. Play it and not the actor's name. It's like
I don't. There you go. Exactly. I figured if you know the character, you know the person, and you know who plays him, then you know who it is.
Yeah.
Get old that guy. Exactly. Yeah. But that's a really good. It's a really, really, really good movie. It's dark as fuck, but it's a really good movie. Yeah, it's a exactly. really good funny horror movie.
Yes, it is.
It's a horror-y, right?
It's a horror comedy, yes.
Yes. And again, Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Cannot go wrong.
Yeah. Well, she did go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But who cares? Jessica Alba's still there.
Yeah. She went wrong in Fantastic Four. But
you know what? I don't know. You see,
Part two, yes.
Okay, I'll give you a part two.
Yeah, the first one was okay, and then part two was just like, you know, like...
Then the TV show she did with Gabriel Union, that was no bueno.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about when it comes to that. But like, you know.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. You don't need to worry about that one.
It's kind of funny. You won't even mention the name because it just like, it hurts that bad.
Yeah, I'm like,
it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It just wasn't that great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, that's not how just we felt. It's a lot of people felt that way.
That's why
I
got canceled.
Yeah.
You guys are too harsh on stuff like that. It's like, whatever.
No, how is it being harsh? It's being real.
Yeah.
I watched the original Crazies.
Oh, wow.
The Crazies from 1973.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is very topical. Of course, they did the remake of it in like the last few weeks.
Yeah, because I remember, I think the newer one from the like, you know, the trailers and stuff.
Yeah, with Timothy Olyphant, I think it was in that one.
Yes.
But this one, absolutely fantastic, especially for the 70s and how everybody's just scared.
Yeah, bro.
They're scared of the fact that like, there's a virus going around, and they're trying to quarantine each other. Very topical of what was a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a solid watch.
Yeah.
Yes, it's from 73, but It's a really good watch.
Yeah, real good.
Like the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Which is like one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great one. Another one that I watched Smile 2.
How was that?
Oh, it is so good.
Yeah.
Smile 2
delivers
on the gore.
Yep.
But not just the gore, also the story's really good.
Yeah.
The acting, the chick that plays the main actress is really fucking good.
Yeah. Isn't that the chick that played Jasmine in the live action on Aladdin?
Yes.
Oh, really? I'll look it up.
Yes. She was awesome in this.
Yeah. It's really good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase it, you know, just in case, you know, sensitive individuals. Wasn't she the actress that portrayed Jasmine in...
Same difference.
Yeah. I know. It's just at the same time, it's just like, I forget, like, you know, a lot of times that when you say like certain words, like, oh, so she's a chick now. Like, I was like, oh my God, I didn't mean anything negative by it.
It's all good. But yeah, she's really good in it. She's actually solid as fuck in this movie.
Yeah.
Especially showing how she's like scared for her fucking life and doesn't know what the fuck is happening.
Especially I'm like, that was crazy. When that guy grabbed the weight.
Yeah.
I was like, and she's like, whoa, what the?
Yeah, yeah. It goes hard on the gore in this movie. Yeah. The first one went good. It went hard. It was good.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching the first one with my daughter the other day.
Everything done right.
Of course. Yeah. But she asked me to watch it. She was like, "Well, I want to watch she was like, I wanted to watch Smile 2," she said. I was like, "Okay, have you seen the first one?" She's like, "I think I have."
No,
I was like,
haven't.
I was like, "Let's watch it. Let's watch it and then you'll see if you've watched it or not."
Mm.
So we start watching it and she's like, "Oh no, the one I saw was actually Truth or Dare." So I was like, "Okay, this is nothing like Truth or Dare." So we're watching it and 40 minutes in, there's a jump scare, and she freaks the fuck out and walks out of the room. She's like, "I can't do this anymore. I can't do it.
That is adorable.
Yeah.
But this is my older daughter. It's my 16-year-old.
No.
It's fine. I gave her that because she wants to watch horror with me.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, she's into horror, but she likes more of the gory horror. So she's watched Terrifier.
I was joking around or whatever. You know, gore, that's okay. Jump scares? No.
No, because the thing is, if you haven't seen Smile, Smile feeds on your insecurities.
That's right.
And as you're watching it, it's doing so many things to just like, what the fuck is happening? You just little subtleties that you just see in the background. You're like, wait, that's not supposed to be there. Oh, wait, that's not supposed to be over there. Mm. Or you turn one way and there's like a legit jump scare that really fucks with you. Because you're stuck in one zone.
Yeah.
And then when it happens, you're like, fuck. And that's what happened with her.
You know what?
She was...
Oh my God, you just reminded me real quick. What I do love when it comes to jump scares, I love delayed jump scares. Like the part where you expect this supposed to pop up and then it pops up like a couple seconds after that.
Uh-huh.
Like I was like, okay, that's done right. But like, you know, like if you're expecting the jump scare at a certain thing, it's just like, you know, like, cliche.
No, that's what happened in Smile. There's the one, literally in the 40-minute mark in Smile with the first one. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Okay.
And she was like, my heart fell out of my fucking chest.
I don't know why I brought this picture. I just throwing hands up like if it's a bad play. It just walks off.
Yeah, she legit did that. She legit did that.
That's funny. That is funny.
But the next day, she was like, funny. I was like, yo, you want to watch it? She was like, yes, we'll watch it. And she sat through it. She was like, yo, this was a great movie. And then we watched part two and she was like, yo, this is a good movie. Part two, awesome. I really enjoyed the second one more than the first one.
Yes, I totally agree. I did the same thing. It's like, to me, it's like it had the same effect as Terminator 1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Smile 2, I'm like, wow, Smile was good. I was like, okay, this is good, this is different. But Smile 2, I'm like, okay, wow, this is new. This is
And the great thing about it is that it follows the first one. Directly after the first one.
Right from that. You see the guy.
Goes right into the second one.
Yeah.
Following the same dude from the first one that got traumatized at the end of the first one.
Yep. That's right. Yeah.
And him trying to find another host.
Yep.
And you're just like, what's going to happen? Is he going to be successful in it?
Or not, yes. But it was good. That movie was, Smile 2 was good. I was very surprised.
It was really good. Like, this is one scene with the dancers in the house.
Oh, yes.
Dude, that scene is creepy as fuck, dude.
That's crazy. Yes, it was. Yes.
When you just see random people just showing up in your house, mm-hmm. and they're all doing synchronized moves at the same time. Yeah.
Yep.
Creepy as fuck. And then you see them climbing up walls and shit because they're dancers.
Yep. That was crazy.
Nope.
That was crazy. I was like, oh, whoa. Like, in this movie, like, because you and I, we have watched a lot of horror movies.
Absolutely.
We have watched. And, like, this movie actually had things that I've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wow, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
That is nice. That is good. Because you don't see many creativity now.
Yeah.
So when a movie does, I'm like, you know what? You are okay.
Yep.
You are good. And he smiled too. He's surprised. Yeah. That was okay. Yep.
That's like nice. The scene with the mother in the hospital.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yes, it was. I was like, wow. Alex, you should watch it.
You should watch it, dude. You should watch the first one, watch the second one.
Yes. Okay. What streaming services are they on?
Well, part two is streaming right now.
Yeah, it's on Paramount, I think.
It makes me laugh. I like, you know, Steve, I look at your phone and I'm like, I look at my phone.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is funny.
Yeah. Part one, you can find it somewhere. Where can you find it?
Promotion.
Part one's on Hulu.
Okay.
Part one's on Hulu. Part two, you can find it.
Yeah.
yeah. It's on streaming. So. Yeah. It's on iTunes. Let's say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead of saying, you know, go on the high seas, but
Hi.
It all goes back to One Piece.
That's right. Everything is One Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's so good. Good. Check out Smile 2 if you haven't watched it.
Really good movie.
Absolutely fantastic. Definitely worth watching. Completely sold on it. I watched it a couple times. Especially I watched it with my daughter too, and she enjoyed the fuck out of it. Also.
We're not promoting piracy. No, we're not.
Not at all. Not promoting pirates at all.
Also, Jack Nicholson's son is absolutely fantastic in his role.
That's right. That is right.
He is really fucking good at what he did. Mm-hmm. He was only in there briefly, but the moments he was there, you're just like, he's good.
Mm.
I want to see more of him in something.
Yes, because he has the scale like the father, because he lives. That impression, yes, in small little things sometimes you're like, oh,
yeah. Just a brief second that you see him doing one thing, you're just like, oh, okay.
Right.
And then the scene that he's in that they it's like a flashback,
yeah,
you see him going crazy with her in the car,
yeah, that was crazy.
It literally was
because
you see him like literally hamming it up. But hamming it up in a really good way.
Yes. Yeah.
Because she hams it up too.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That was wild. That was freaking wild.
It was absolutely bonkers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. That's why this movie, I was like very surprised. I'm like, this movie is better than the original. You don't see many movies like that. It's rare. Same thing again. It could be Alien and Aliens. Because I think Aliens is as good or even better than the original Alien.
See, but Alien and Aliens are two different movies.
Yes, exactly. But within
what was it? The first one was more horror and the second was more like...
You know, with the same continuity because we're talking about Ripley still there.
Yeah.
You know, after like, what, 400 years or 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, believe it or not, Ripley's there.
Yeah, that's right. Ripley's there.
Yeah,
she was always there.
Mm-hmm.
So, mostly.
Yeah, mostly. But yeah, but it's not good. Like, it's a good watch.
It's great. It's great. It's a really good watch. Like, I like, because I always rank every movie that I watch. Not necessarily rank them, but I give them a rating. Yeah. So I rated 1 a 4.5, and I rated 2 a 5.
Okay. So. Okay. Wow, look at you. Look at the movie. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the Steve selection.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my selection of the week. You watch that shit. No, check that shit out.
Watch it out.
Yeah. Well, after the show,
I was gonna say, feel right, like, you know, like, yeah, like, it was like, I'm gonna watch movies.
Basically.
He went off. Oh shit!
Uh-huh. He disappeared.
He disappeared. He went to watch.
But I think that's enough of us just, you know, chit chat. Let's get into some shit.
Let's go.
Geek shit. Hey. Yeah. Of course, we need to have a little bit of special effects sometimes.
Wow.
So, a couple of things that came out this week. Not a lot, but a few things that came out. One of the big things that really grabbed my attention. A few weeks ago, we spoke about Henry Cavill being in Voltron.
Yes.
Which is very interesting. And we were talking and thinking about what he could possibly be playing in Voltron.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know. We just weren't exactly sure what's going to happen. Where's he going to come from? Where's he going to go?
Yeah. Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Right, exactly. I didn't think I was going that way. I honestly, it just like after I said, I was like, damn, I did say that.
I was gonna say Henry Cavill was gonna play one of the lions.
Yeah, or the full Voltron.
Or the full Voltron.
Oh, that's hilarious or whatever. Yeah. You're gonna him walking around, and he has like, why does the Voltron, you know, have a Witcher wig with a big S on it? I was like, no, or to keep it the thing is a giant B, like in a diamond thing,
with a mustache and everything.
With a mustache,
yeah.
Voltron with a mustache.
And then,
like instead of a sword, it's gonna be a warhammer.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice. Wow.
Good job.
Wow. Wow.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it. So,
Voltron smash the villains.
Yeah, pretty much. So, we got news that a few more people are going to be joining this. Obviously, it's going to be more people. It's going to be Voltron. But Sterling K. Brown, awesome actor.
Yes.
Fucking fantastic.
Yes, great actor. That boy could act. Like,
he's fucking great.
Yes, he is.
He's going to be in this. Also, Rita Ora, who's, I believe she's a singer, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I was surprised with that one.
Right.
Like, I only know her as a singer, and because she did a promotion for Samson.
Uh-huh.
But that's... And when I saw that name, I'm like, wait, what? Rita Ora? What the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, I don't know. So, yeah.
And John Kim. Really? Who, I don't exactly know who John Kim is. He kind of looks like the brother from the, what is it? The fucking show. I don't know.
Shogun?
No. I haven't seen Shogun.
That's a good show.
John Kim was in The Little Things, Purple Hearts, Neighbors, The Librarians.
Oh, no. Okay.
The new version of Cruel Intentions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's an heir.
That was the Nike movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
That was a good movie, though.
9/11, that's the TV show, 9/11.
Okay.
I love how you said 9/11. It's like 9/11 and 9/11 are two totally different things, bro.
Is it, though? It's 9/11.
Yeah.
It's all the same numbers.
And Rita Ora was in Detective Pikachu.
Was she?
She was Dr. Lauren, something like that.
Okay.
She was there.
Okay.
I just did a little check. I'm like, oh, she has some.
She has a credit.
She has a credit. So I'm like, okay, she was in Detective Pikachu. Okay.
She was also in 50 Shades of Grey.
You see, I've never seen that, so okay.
No, I've never seen it either.
Yeah. I cannot say that I have not seen it because, you know, I have, at the time I had a wife or whatever that kind of like tricked me into watching this. And it was like, watch, it's going to be very hot. And then when I watched this movie, it was like, so when is this hot stuff going to come up? Right.
And it looks like she's the main character. She's Mia Gray in all three of them.
Okay. They made three of them?
Yeah. Okay. There's 50 Shades of Gray, 50 Shades Freed, and then 50 Shades Darker.
What the
fuck? I don't know. Never seen any of them.
They're all, well, let me tell you right now. I've seen the first one, and to me, I was just like, okay, so when is all this, you know, this hot craziness or whatever going to happen? Mm-hmm. And then, like from the consensus from a lot of people who read the books are better. It's like, of course the book's going to be better because you can use your imagination.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like saying, having a wife at the time and I got dragged to watch fucking one of those Twilight movies. Oh, there's going to be this big action scene. And apparently the action scene that happened, I was like half asleep. I fell asleep in the movie like twice. Right. And then I was like, when is this action supposed to happen? And it's happening. And I'm just like, oh, that's it? I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah. So sad. So sad.
Yeah,
okay. I know, whatever. For 50 cents a day, you can help me support me, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
To pay for therapy for this trauma of watching, you know, I can't even say subpar, just like shit movies.
Right, yeah. But this movie, this can be good. This can be interesting. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with, especially with Sterling K in this. Like, again, he's fucking great.
Yes, he's a great actor. Like, he's solid.
Yeah.
He's very solid. Like, his work is good. But again, though, I would say this about Netflix. They've been very solid when it comes to the live adaptations lately.
Uh-huh. Wait, is this Netflix or is it Amazon?
Is it Amazon or Netflix?
Amazon. MGM.
Okay. So, Amazon, again, with the live actions lately.
Amazon's been awesome.
Yes. The only one that I really didn't like at all was Ring of Power. But then after that,
Ring of Power is very subjective anyway.
Yeah,
because this is a prequel, way far beyond the original.
Yeah, but a few things that I saw, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna say that I read the prequel books. I just read.
There is no prequel books for this.
There's no prequel books, so it's even worse.
This is just interpretation of people that you know apparently want to just
people that walked around a lot.
You see, but you see, then that's a real contrary, because when Cross from Amazon came out, that was not based on none of the books, but it was really good.
Yeah, Cross is awesome. That's another thing I forgot to mention. Yes. I watched the shit out of Cross.
Ugh.
Great fucking show.
And again, it was not based on none of the books. It's a separate story. It's a brand new story, but it was really good though.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh my God! You just mentioned since you mentioned watching stuff or whatever. God damn it! Like they're going back. They remade Rama 1/2, and they're like going through episodes on Netflix or whatever.
Right.
And it is, I tell you right now, it is a good homage to the original.
Okay.
This weekend is going to be episode 9, so they're releasing it an episode a week.
I don't know why Netflix is doing that now.
It's kind of smart because if you put everything out there, you know.
Hello, Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Ben, what's that? So, yeah, but with Amazon, it's like they've been doing a lot of live actions. They've been really good. Reacher is another one.
Reacher's fantastic.
Fantastic. And they already, what is it, Greenlit Season 4 and the spin-off of Neely is being greenlit as well. They're already filming that sucker.
Yeah.
So, like, on their live actions, like, they've been good.
They've been great.
So, now with this one, because I'm guessing with Voltron, I'm like, okay. But they also... Because supposedly Henry Cavill, he's about to walk out of Warhammer because of some creative differences. It's an issue there. And you know, he is truly a fan.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
He is true. He built his own gaming PC for crying out loud. Yeah. The only answer we have, you know how that is. So, and for him, he lost 400.
Yep.
4K. He is a huge gamer. That's his baby.
So,
but with him as Voltron, I could see that. Like, Amazon has, a good track record.
Yeah.
So, I'll give it a shot.
Oh, I'm definitely going to give it a shot. It looks fun. Like, it's exciting.
Yeah, it looks fun. But that cast right now, the casting is good.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's a solid cast. You know.
Voltron, so, I would like to call it original Power Rangers.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Actually, Voltron was never called Voltron. The original was called Gold Lion.
Yeah.
Lion Force. Original.
It was just in the U.S. It was, you know.
The U.S. was called Voltron. Mm-hmm. It's five of them. Five different versions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Mario was going to go like, you know, five versions.
Tiger Claw.
So the robot just stops and is like, really? You can't tell I'm a fucking lion? He's like, well, you don't have the mane. Maybe you look more like lionesses. And that's just like, oh, now I'm going to walk out because you just offended me.
No wedding, I do believe that. I mean, actually,
that's when the movie ends.
We spoil the ending for you people. That's it. You don't need to watch it.
Oh, shit, no spoiler warning. We didn't give it. Fucked up. Damn it.
Spoiler alert.
Yep. In other news, we enjoy the musics.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like the somewhat heavy music. Of course, I love the heavy shit, but I also dive into the not so heavy sometimes. And we just got news from Netflix. They're working on a documentary on The Offspring.
That's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be cool. Really, especially since, like, you know, Offspring, they've had a huge career.
Yes, they did. Long career.
Yeah.
It's the late 80s.
Yeah.
Long career there.
And the fact that, like, Dexter, the lead singer, he just got his PhD a few years ago.
Yeah. That's
legit PhD.
Yes. That's a high note or whatever. It's like, you can call me Dr. Dex.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to now. Yeah, officially, he is a doctor.
And it's a legit PhD. It's not like, oh, yeah, I got a PhD in music or some bullshit.
Exactly.
The honorary one where, like, you know, when they
Yeah.
When they speak or something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. No, it's an actual degree.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. He did his thing. He went through all the years of learning shit.
Yeah.
To actually get a degree, which is fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
and they're still touring now.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That is crazy.
And I think if you remember this, my first the first CD that I ever bought by myself was from Offspring was Smash. That was my first ever album that I bought.
Yeah, it's a great album. Yeah.
Oh, dude, fucking! And the reason why because Raven's theme song come on and play.
Yeah,
that is funny. That is funny.
Everything goes back to wrestling.
It always does, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello. Been around since the 40s. Hello.
Nah, but this is going to be an interesting documentary. I kind of want to see where this is going to go. This is supposed to be coming out sometime in March.
Okay.
So you do have some time to prepare. I gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Just go back and listen to the old music, so all the old, you know.
Yeah.
Smash. Offspring. It was X-Men and the Hombre, Americana. Fuck, I forget the other ones.
Yep. It's a 40-year library.
Yeah.
It's a long library.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of good shit there. Yeah. So it's exciting. It's going to be cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
And well, Netflix does have a good way of doing things, especially when it comes to documentaries.
Yes, they do. I'll give them that. They're really good when it comes to the commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of them, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So far, they haven't missed one, I think.
No. Yeah. They're pretty solid with it. Especially like recently, obviously, they've done the Mr. McMahon one, which.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, it was. I mean, like, you already know, we talked about it. It was a good watch.
Yeah.
But for those that are uninitiated, it's absolutely mind blowing for some.
Yeah, yeah. It's like saying for us, on the other hand, that know about wrestling and know about the history of McMahon and the E, right? Mm-hmm. That. It was just like, you know, you could have told a little bit more. Like, you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But that's why I said for the uninitiated, we didn't know anything about that. Whoever didn't, you know about wrestling like we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be a good documentary. I want to see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, me too, me too. Yeah.
Hopefully it's not just like, oh yeah, we're going to do a mockumentary of it. Or like a fucking, like the Motley Crue movie.
Oh my God. I was going to say joking around or whatever. It's just like, it'll be kind of funny. It's like, you do a documentary, but it has to be in the lines of this is Spinal Tap.
Yeah. That's a mockumentary, no.
Yeah, no.
Even though This is Spinal Tap is fucking fantastic.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is like, you know, like you want to learn more, and they just like go behind the scenes of just like, you know, I wanted orange soda splash.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, but
crush.
Yeah, it's big difference.
Hello, crush, what's going on? El Pueblo, 50 cents. Uh-huh,
yeah.
Hello.
Yep.
¿Qué pasa?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello.
And then we got a bunch of trailers this week.
All right.
What thankfully, you know, we got a few good trailers here. One of them is actually kind of interesting because it's a rehash of the original teaser trailer for Lilo and Stitch. If you know the original trailer for Lilo and Stitch, you'll see it in this. And it's, of course, like I said, the teaser trailer for the live-action Lilo and Stitch.
Live-action Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah, live-action Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, they brought it out. I think it was the end for D23 that they showed, you know.
They had fan
footage or whatever of them recording the screen. And when Stitch came out, that fucking place went crazy. Like, you know, because they had, like, a tease of, like, you know, that he was in the back. You know, and you hear like the laughs and everything. People just like, you know, like, oh, what? Wait, what is this? What is this?
Let's watch the teaser.
Okay,
yeah. Let's watch the teaser.
Oh,
like I said, teaser. Just the same way the original teaser was. No different.
Yeah, but you know what? It looks fun, though, because the first one was fun. Like, I remember watching the first one time. I don't know why did I watch it, but I watched it. I think it was because of my little brother or something.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what?
It's a fun movie to watch.
It was fun. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I think it, like, they're going to get all the original people that love the original with the feels when, what is it, after that story with the duck and you just see him, like, you know, I'm lost.
Or
when he talks to the the leader of the galactic thing, I forget the name of the federation or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's family, no one gets left behind.
Oh my God. I didn't know if I was listening to Stitch or Gollum.
Yeah,
technically, if you want to break it down, it's kind of similar. Like, you know, it's just one is a little more cutesy, and the other one is like, you know,
oh, is it? My precious.
That's what I call my balls. My precious.
Uh-huh. Yep.
One coin plus to rule them all.
Oh, no. Not the coin purse. Not the coin purse.
The salami swami.
Yeah, so this is going to be cool. It's coming out Memorial Day weekend of next year. So it should be interesting. It should be fun. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. Want to see how the live action translate for it. It could be good. Because, of course, you know, a lot of these live action animation type of things do tend to work really well. Like the same thing with like Detective Pikachu that we spoke about for a minute ago.
Yeah.
Live action's fit with the animation that was there.
Yeah. Well,
no, the thing that I thought was, I saw this video online that since they're coming out with the live action Lilo and Stitch. I don't know if you remember the original teaser for Lilo and Stitch that they would show other trailers for other Disney things and he would like interrupt it. I think it's like three of the four that he interrupted were all made into live action. Someone was kind of suggesting, like, you know, since they already did live action for those, do like the similar commercials like they did.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. So I was just like, you know what? I don't hate that. I really like that idea.
Yeah, I'd actually want to see this movie.
Yeah, it looks fun. Again, I saw the first one. I remember watching the first one.
I've seen the first one a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah? I saw it one time. I remember watching it one time.
I've seen it a bunch of times. Because, of course, you know, kids and shit, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I remember seeing the first one. I don't know if I remember if it was in the theaters or not. I think it was. And then, like, you know, when you watch it, when you have, like, you know, nephews and nieces and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're just like, you know what, fuck it. I'll watch it again. I love
nothing else to do. Let me watch it.
Yeah, so what's funny is like, when you watch it, you know, since they, like, the updates now, like, I was just like, that wasn't that. So there's one scene that they changed. That, what was it, when Lilo came out, the dryer or the oven or something like that? So they changed, or, you know, so they changed it to something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so I was just like, oh, okay, I get it. Cause, you know, you don't want to, you know, child endangerment.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want that. Don't want that.
And then I also watched this thing of since Lilo and Stitch was made like with a small budget. There was a couple of cost-cutting things that they did, and it's in a beach scene. So, like, you know, when I think it's like Stitch or Lilo running around and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, everybody, nobody's moving
except for one person throwing the frisbee. Right. Yeah, so you can't really catch it unless you look out for it.
Uh-huh.
But that was like the cost-cutting measures. And if you also notice, there's really rarely any shadow. So a lot of the stuff that they shot were in dark places.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to add shadow.
Didn't they do like a TV show after that?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And then what is it? I think they at least have two sequels.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have an anime.
Do they?
Yeah. So in Japan, because, you know, it's so popular. Like the character Stitch is so popular in Japan that, you know, he actually, you know, had his own series. So the whole premise is that he somehow gets sucked into a different universe. So it's not even Lilo. It's just Stitch, but with, you know, with another girl. And, you know, they still have a lot of the same characters, but no Lilo.
Okay.
But I think at the end, he does return. But yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Huh.
Gotta find that shit out.
Yeah, I know, because, you know, everything they do better in Japan.
Yeah. For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, anime is better.
The next thing, another live action remake of fucking Disney stuff, which I'm not mad at because this kind of lends itself to it, especially since we've had dragons, and we've had dragons looking pretty fucking cool. We got a trailer for how to train your dragon.
It sounds more like a Game of Thrones thing.
Another Game of Thrones? Wait, what?
Yeah. How to train your dragon.
But that's not Disney. That's DreamWorks, dude.
Same difference.
No, that's a big difference. That's same a Shrek difference. First, baby. That's a Shrek first.
Again, same difference.
Oh,
let's watch it.
Fucking live action Shrek. Fuck.
That'd be great.
You know what? Yeah, that would be funny.
Ah, mother flower. No.
Flowers!
Dude!
You carry this axe. You carry all.
Oh my god. You're our brother?
Yeah.
Dad. I can't kill dragons.
But you will.
It's so awesome.
I'm a Viking!
Oh, bendito.
It's okay. I won't hurt you.
Okay. Heimat, holy crap.
And that looks really fucking good.
That's how dragons were made.
Okay. Dude, that looks really good.
Yes, it has like the same magic from the actual animated movie.
Yeah.
It has that charm.
Dude, mm-hmm. I say two flicks looks perfect there.
Yeah.
That looked good. That looked really good. And mm-hmm. again, it has Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm there. I'm watching that. Yeah. That looks actually cool. That looks cool.
That looks really good. Like, I'm surprised.
Exactly.
At how good that looks.
Yes. I'm like, some of those live action sometimes. Like,
oh my God, the episode title, Olympus Has Dragons.
I like it.
That was good.
That tracks. That tracks a lot.
Yes.
I'm going to write that down.
Yes.
The notes. Hold on.
Alex, another one. Yeah.
Yep. I wrote it down. It's official.
It's official. Oh, shit. Alex.
Times, let's joke him around. Always comes up during the recording.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Finally gets to see how the meat is made in live.
Yep.
The meat.
Well, technically he sees it because he's on most of the episodes.
But now he's part of the kitchen crew. So you know he does see from behind the scenes. He sees it from
behind the scenes. Okay.
Yeah.
All the time. Hello.
Yeah, you know the supporter of the family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like supporter of the family. He's like, isn't he family? Like, yeah, but he does both. He's family and friend and fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this looks pretty cool, and I am excited.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, I can't wait. I cannot wait. So we got two more trailers to go through. I got one more that I saw earlier today before I sent the notes or after I sent the notes. But one more trailer that we got. We've been a fan of Popeye for years.
Oh man.
And
honestly, he's the reason why I actually eat spinach.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And we've always wondered. Is this really possible for Popeye to just be like a big brolic dude that's just making shit, fucking shit up?
Yeah.
And we got a trailer for it. Of course, this is the horror version of Popeye the Sailor Man called Popeye the Slayer Man.
Oh, before you put it, I gotta thank Ellie for sending me that trailer.
It is a great fucking trailer, dude. Thank you, Ellie, for sending it in, because it was fucking awesome. Let's go check it out.
Popeye.
The Slayer Man. Slayer.
What the hell is all this stuff for?
It's the equipment I checked out from a documentary.
Oh, is this that Pirate Man thing you were going on about in class?
Sailor Man.
Oh, he said it.
We can get some. Mm-hmm.
They're, aware of the charming stories circulating about this place.
I don't believe in ghost stories.
He's not a ghost. The Sailor Man is real.
Oh!
Being on the chin and everything?
Yeah, wow.
He doesn't take kindly to visitors stopping at his doorstep.
That's a brother guy. Is that brother
She's
or Popeye?
Doing some school project. Why won't she just pick the phone up?
Yeah, what should I do? She said they're going to be at the old candy factory, right? Let's go down there.
Do you know where the factory closed down 20 years ago? There was a spinach contamination.
Yeah. Oh, that's odd.
Monster. Oh, yeah. What? Oh, yeah.
I am what I am. I fucking love it.
Looks cool.
To me, he's not like from Mortal Kombat.
Well, that's kind of how he sounds in general. So it's not it's not wrong. It's not different.
That look of the face, he reminds me. I don't know if you guys ever saw the Rocketeer, the big German guy.
Yep.
That's what it looks like.
Yep.
I'm like, holy crap. Yeah. But that looks fun as hell, though. But you know what? It's like we were talking. It's like this trend, especially this year, of all the classics now becoming a horror story.
Mm-hmm.
And it has worked so far. In my book, again.
Dude, Blood Honey was good.
It was Blood Honey 2 was awesome.
Yes, it was. Fantastic. What,
is that one streaming somewhere?
Yes. Oh, I believe it's on Peacock.
Yeah, I'll send you the link if you don't have it.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hold on a second, since you just mentioned it.
It's just crazy. Because, like, what was the other ones?
There are 9 movies.
Yes. Winnie the Pooh. Oh, one back again.
I'm not condoning it, but we're just saying.
Oh, when you say it, oh, shit. But the Winnie the Pooh ones, those were crazy, too.
Yeah.
Dude, I still say when it comes to like properties of certain things or whatever, I still got to say that I really like my favorite so far has to been the Banana Splits one.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
Mousetrap was good too. That was good.
Mousetrap was cheesy as hell.
Yes.
But no pun intended.
Yes, but that's what made it good though.
Yeah.
You made it entertaining. Oh, the holy crap. This is ridiculously crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun, man. That looks good. Papa looks good, man. Mm-hmm, Psycho Papa. Mm-hmm. Now what? Is Brutus a good guy now?
Oh, Bluto, you mean?
Yes. Now see the hero?
No, you know what's funny? The dude that was there, like, you know, the guy that was warning him about him, I was like, that was hilarious. Like, is that supposed to be Wimpy? The one with the burger dude?
Oh, that's right.
Could be.
He kind of looked like Wimpy without a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But that looks fun, though. That looks like a good fun.
Yeah.
Good fun. Oh, yeah.
That should be good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Then one more that's actually coming out in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Starring one of our favorites, Frank Grillo.
My boy. My dude.
Frank Grillo in a werewolf movie.
I seen that. That is good.
Let's watch it.
Oh, look at that. Mario approved, so it has to be good.
Good. I have seen most of Frank Grillo's movies, dude.
They're awesome.
I'm all in it, bro. That dude is good. Oh!
My dad used to tell you that story about the 3 little pigs and the big bad wolf.
Great song from Green Jelly.
Do you remember why the big bad wolf couldn't get in the house?
Because it was made of bricks.
Just like your house.
Remember, it is my choice.
No, I do. I know.
We have a 9-hour window to test and report our findings.
Good luck tonight.
That's La Bamba.
Yeah, exactly. That's La Bamba, bro. Who that is, villain?
Uncle Wes, why can't you stay?
They need me to help them try and stop us. We're the only family we have left.
We got this.
Cody! What are you doing, man? You should kill somebody.
We are all soldiers now. Tonight, when that sun sets, it's gonna be every man for himself.
We have a 9-hour window to test and report our findings. We hope to see if this mutation can be blocked.
Let's go over the rules.
Don't open the door for anyone.
Don't hesitate for a second.
Hoorah! Hoorah! Hoorah!
Good luck tonight.
Canopy retraction commencing.
These transformations are fucking awesome.
Yes, dude. Raw.
They show Mario flexing his leg right now.
Raw. After leg day. Oh, yeah.
No more guns. No more guards. Those things are coming for us.
I'm here.
Bite me!
This is Frank Grillo, man.
Ah!
Fantastic, bro. Oh, my God. Can't wait. Can't wait.
That looks awesome.
It reminds me of the first Underworld.
Yeah.
The transformations, yep. They were raw.
Yep.
I'm like, holy, finally, a real werewolf.
Oh, the, mm-hmm. And the whatever duck.
Yeah, yep. That was crazy. Again, I'm a huge fan of Frank Grillo. I have seen when he got cast for season 2 of Tulsa King.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. When I saw the trailer for this, I was like, my boy.
Yep.
Yes. Frank Grillo versus werewolves. I watched that. I got a few minutes to watch that.
Absolutely, dude.
Yes. No doubt.
This looks good. Awesome. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I'm pumped for that. Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait.
Right. Tell him, he's been in a lot of work. He's been working hard.
Mm-hmm.
He's been working hard. Like, he's been doing a lot of work. Like, this dude don't stop.
No, he don't. But that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I'm like, hey, more for me. Hello.
Yeah. More for me to watch. More for me to watch.
Hello. Yep. So I'm like, can't wait.
Yep.
Get work.
But this looks good. It's coming out, like I said, in the next few weeks. So
yeah. You know what? It's a Christmas movie. It's in December. Papa.
This December no, movie. See, many things can come out in December, but doesn't necessarily make it a Christmas movie. If it's a Christmas theme within the movie, that makes it a Christmas movie.
Did it I thought it had like Christmas lights or something in there.
No. Just lights? Just lights.
Okay, we're gonna have to wait and see.
Exactly. We'll have to wait and see.
If I see a Christmas tree, it is a Christmas movie.
There you go. Very nice.
It's kind of funny. Technically, if you're gonna be like, listen, you have a pine tree or whatever, Christmas.
There you go.
You're in the forest, it's a Christmas tree.
You got coquito tree.
You're in the forest or whatever, you're going to Santa's place.
Old
man with a beard, Santa.
Old man with a white beard.
And there was an old man with a white beard.
I was joking around.
There you go.
Yeah, the other thing, whatever.
That's what it's all.
This winter with kids with hats, it's Christmas movie.
Yep.
Christmas movie.
Yep.
That's funny.
Let's keep going with this now.
Oh, man. Well, that looks awesome, though.
That looks good. It looks real good.
There's a person in it. Christmas movie.
Yeah. Frank Grillo, he does good work, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's very underrated. He's very underrated.
Very, very.
Yeah. Just like Eric Roberts is very underrated.
That's right. Oh my God, another one.
Yeah.
Another one. That was another one.
Yeah. Frank Grillo is definitely underrated. It's good that they gave him a little bit of shine in the Marvel movies, having him in Captain America.
Yeah, and now with DC with Creature Commandos.
So.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Wait, when does that come out? Is it out already?
No, isn't he playing Rick Flagg's dad?
Yeah. Rick Flagg Sr. Yeah, that comes out in Max, same thing in December, next week.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime in Max. So yeah, again. More Frank Grillo the better.
Yeah. Frank Grillo all day.
I love how Steve was just like
Yeah. I forget his name. So I the first again, first thing that comes to mind, that's what he was in.
Yeah, that's right. Crossbone.
There you go. There you go.
Crossbone.
So do we have anything else to add to the week? Or are we good for this episode?
Oh, let's see. What do we got? Oh, the final episode of Superman and Lois season 4.
It's out already?
It's out on Monday.
Okay.
Can't wait, man. I'm getting emotionally prepared.
Yeah, I did see a still of Doomsday.
Oh, dude, this season, they really went all out, especially in the special effects, again, for a CW show. So I was, like, very impressed with season 4.
Well, the reason being is because there are no other DC shows for CW anymore.
Was it part of the Berlantiverse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the last of it. So this is just, like, you know what really gets me, though? When I saw the picture, like the still shot of Doomsday, you know, the final form, I was like, it kind of reminded me of Clayface from the Arkham game.
With spikes. Yeah. But it was good. So far, season 4, again, I'm a little biased sometimes because I'm a Superman fan, but this was actually, it's an emotional roller coaster.
Two out of three of this podcast are Batman fans.
Oh, Oh yeah, like it's very emotional. I had man tears were rolling out in episode one.
Really?
And one came down.
Okay.
I'm like, come down.
Is that the episode like the death of Superman, the first episode?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Very okay.
Very okay. Emotional.
So they go hard in killing him the first episode.
Yeah. But the whole thing, it's not just him dying, but it's
the family dynamic.
No, I get it. Yeah.
So I was like, wow, it's very well done. I was like, wow. I'm like, you know what? Don't hold it. Let it go.
Okay.
All right then, Elsa, relax.
Yeah. Elsa.
Let it go.
Oh, I just realized that. Oh, my God. Wow.
I think that's the episode name. He got frozen.
Wow. I didn't realize that one.
No, it should be it should be that and then in parentheses, he got frozen.
Wow. That was crazy.
Olympus has dragons. Frozen.
Nah, that's too long of a title. That's too long of a title.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. No, because I
still like Olympus has dragons. I like that one too.
That was funny. I'm like,
oh my God. Ultimately, it's based on a coin flip.
Yeah. I think I'll leave it as Olympus has dragons.
Yeah.
So good.
We're just going to bring it back next week and then we can name the next episode. He just got frozen. Right.
Yeah. But I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
Yeah, that wraps it up.
So thank you guys for listening. Make sure you go check out innercitygeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit. Of course, we got all of Mario's good shit over there. Comic Club, Manga Time, World, Anime World. It's all over there. Check it all out.
Yeah, it's the man, the man, the legend.
Not yet.
By 2026, man, we're taking over, baby.
Well, 25, 20. We got to do 25 before the 26.
That's the prelude.
That's the song or whatever before the full takeover.
A little bit sofrito. Not even the song, a little bit sofrito.
A little sofrito for the Americas.
And 2026
is the world.
The semadobo before the whole sazón.
Right, baby.
Yes. All the yellow rice, all day.
That's right,
Papa. So it reminds me of Thanksgiving all over again.
It all tracks.
That's right, it all tracks. Yeah,
check out all of his stuff over in Instagram. Of course, all of our regular episodes on there. Also, Brushes Represents got stuff over there. The old school Inner City Gates webcomic is there, too.
And the new one's coming soon.
Very soon.
No pressure.
Then you find links to a bunch of cool places. Of course, you can check out the stuff there. You can also listen to the show on Amazon Music, Audible, Pandora,
iHeartRadio.
My mouth just wasn't working for me.
Wow.
Pandora. I did, for sure. Pandora. And motherfucking Spotify.
Check us out on all those Spotify. Places.
Yes. The best place to be. you can find the show on Instagram and on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. Find us all over there. You can find Alex. Where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, DINYED, and on Instagram at Denied. DIN.Y.ED. And I did start the Blue Skies, but I still got to put stuff up. You know, I just did the account. And that's at Denied as well. So, but that's
the next Twitter.
Yeah, the next Twitter. Twitter. Yeah.
What Twitter? Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Mario, where can we find you, sir?
You guys can find me at Instagram at BlackAdam1974. You can find me on Axe. A Black Adam 001. You can find me on TikTok. I'm Mario Dacusakabi Jr. And yeah, where can you find you? Where can you find you, Stevie B?
You can find me on the Instagram, on the Twitter, and on the Blue Skies. All Mr. Jackal. MISTERJACKAL.
I'm going to have to jump
in. MISTERJACKAL. All the places. Or you can also find me on Threads too, because that's a thing too.
That's another thing. That's too many things. That's a lot of things.
But it's all one name.
That's right. You're the man.
Yeah, what was it? You mentioned TikTok. I had to go under original denied because someone already had denied. I was like, what the fuck?
It happens. It happens. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the fuck out of you. You guys always make our days better. Again, thank you guys for listening. And always remember, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Love more.